Well, you're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is the 26th day of February, 2013. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us today, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne. Well, tell me first, Wayne, about what the marketplace looks like to you today and what you think will happen through the evening hours tonight and then again tomorrow, please. Oop, it looks like Wayne is not with us at the moment. Let's see if he's there. Hey, Wayne, are you on this side? Well, it appears Wayne's not there at the moment. That's no big deal. I'm not quite certain why that would be the case, but we'll catch up with him in just a bit, see what we can find out, and I'll see what I can do about finding where Wayne went to today.
Hello. I can hear him, but he couldn't hear me. He put me on the wrong hold button.
Well, it looks like Wayne is actually there. He's just on hold in a different place than usual. Hi, Wayne. How are you today?
Hey, how's Todd today?
Oh, I'm really good. Thank you so much on this, 26th day of February. Tell me about the marketplace.
Well, first off, I'm all excited about next Tuesday when we get to meet all of our good listeners at the Beef House, Todd. It's just an exciting time coming up, and I'm just awfully excited about that. And I'm excited about having a green in the corn today. We saw a little bit of rebound. We saw continued bull spreading, pushing the nearby a little higher than the next months and the deferreds down the road on the very tightness of the corn situation.
And next week will be a lot of fun. We'll have a whole bunch of folks that we'll need to talk to. John Bondurant should be up here. Murray Wise will be here to talk about land values, all kinds of things happening. By the way, did you know that we only have, I think this morning Dave said 18, and I haven't checked to see how many left, but not many, and we'll stop selling those tickets tomorrow afternoon. So if you need one or want one, 217-333-7300 is the number to call, and I think this is, the 23rd annual, if I remember correctly.
I believe that's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should be a lot of years we've been doing this together.
Should be a great show. Okay, let's get back to the marketplace. I know you've been watching it, and you've been busy doing other things as well. Farmers just need to wait it out now at this point to see what the final numbers are for crop insurance and then take that as a marketing plan and then step back into the market again?
I think that's probably a very good idea, Todd. I mean, we've got just a couple more days, and we're going to know what their guarantees are going to be. But we are looking for rallies to sell this corn market. The government meeting there last week that, you know, projected a very, very big carryout. And, you know, we are getting snow, rain, whatever. We're replenishing moisture here. So it looks like we got a little better chance than what we maybe did, you know, a month ago when we were looking at a lot of drought conditions.
Yeah, tell me about the soybeans and how you see that playing out over the next week.
Well, I think the soybeans are, as we look down to South America, it looks like they're going to come through and have their crop there for us. We are having a lot of problems as far as shipping and whatever goes along the way down that way, but we're also looking for some bumps in the bean market to maybe make some sales for new crop.
I know that you've been working through the crop insurance. What do you see in crop insurance that seems to be like the best things farmers might consider this time?
Well, I think, you know, if we looked at the University of Illinois' recommendations, they still like the GRIP policy. And if we are going to have a drought, that is, of course, the biggest pain policy of the bunch. But
speaking of which, did you see those numbers that came out today on FarmDoc's site?
I did not.
I've been tied up
with some adjusters.
Yes, you have. I've had that map for about a week now, but if you, I think it should be on the FarmDoc Daily website, but the numbers are enormous. $800, $900, $1,000, $1,200 an acre. In some places, there are a few counties, though, that didn't catch anything up in the far northwestern corner of the state.
I was going to say, I don't think northern Illinois fared quite as well, but they fared a lot better come harvest time last year.
Indeed, they did. Anything else that we had to talk about before I let you go?
That's about it today, Todd.
All right. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana, joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon.